Mishum Yedbeis is Beis, and Yodhi Geshem Al-Advanim and Nizbu, Yishum Neke Buti Litzlam Kedev Kenanech. Somebody prepared stone to wipe himself with, and it rained, and they sunk into the ground. As long as they're still partially above the ground, and they're recognizable, one can use them. The aim of them, Yishum Soysa, V'loi Yishum Toicha. It's not considered that he's making a hole in the ground. It's not considered grinding, because he's just taking something that was deposited in the ground, out of the ground, or it didn't become part of the ground. Siv Gimel. There's a stone that had some growth growing from it, some moss or whatever. You'd rather pick it up from the ground, even though in a stone you shouldn't do that, because it looks like you're uprooting something in the ground. Since Midarais, you're not uprooting something in the ground. Since it's growing on the stone and not on the ground, then you're allowed to pick them up and use them. Because of COVID, habrios. We're not concerned that the thing that is growing on the pebble will get torn off from it. The af, and you told you, like you threw the dove shame is governed. Even if it does get off from something you was not intending to do, there's no benefit from that. And therefore, it's not a dove shame is governed, and therefore it's permitted. It's not a secretion. Won't 100% happen. It could happen. Still doubt it. For a person shouldn't take a clump of earth to wipe himself because it's not usable for such a purpose. It's going to fall into pieces, crumble in his hands. One's not allowed to use a piece of pottery to wipe himself. Even during the week, one should not use a piece of broken pottery to wipe himself because it's dangerous. It could cause a cut in that area. He had a choice of using a stone or a handle, smooth handle of a piece of pottery. Before we're talking about a broken piece which has sharp edges, and here we're talking about a smooth piece. Since it's a smooth piece, there's no danger. Then it's preferable to mekanebois and hacheres shugoy lachasvoy pi hakli, to use the broken piece of cheres because it's less looks than the stone, because there's a broken handle can be used to cover up a type of cleat. Shrova Sovim, you have a choice between a stone or shovim, shrubbery. Kaneva Sovim, Hemlachim, you could use that, these are Sovim, if they are still moist. These are talking about a Sovim, and they were picked before Shabbos, thrips on Shabbos, and smokes the Havivation, and Mekachim, Znei, Shemchadim, and Mekachim, and Mekachim. If they dried already, then you should not use them because it's not healthy for the person. They have sharp edges and they cut the skin. So before we mentioned about the sovereign, if they were picked, now we're thinking a bigger chiddush, that even if it's still mechubal l'karka, you're allowed to use it. Tremendous chiddush, that it's not muksa. But you can't move them. It's pretty hard to do that. So we're thinking a chiddush that even if it's connected to the ground, it's not considered muksa, since it can't be used as is. And Shabru says, when it says don't move them, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to move them around, because it's impossible to use them without moving them. It means not to rip them out of the ground. But if they just move around on the ground, there's no issue to use these things, because it has such a use. It comes out that there are some that are growing in the ground, are less moves than a branch that is detached from the tree. Siv Zayin Help. There's an issue to use something which is connected to the ground, is growing from the ground. You're not allowed to climb up a tree. You're not even taking something off a tree, because you may climb a tree. But here's something that's just growing close to the ground. It doesn't have a stalk, and it doesn't have a trunk. Therefore, it's not bichlal akzera. You never climb up this thing. Therefore, you can use it on Shabbos. Person has to go to the bathroom and he has constipation. This condition, by manipulating the area, the anus, causes it to open up. And he uses a pebble to open it up. Should not hold the stone in your entire hand, because it's the hairs in that area to get ripped off. If you do it more delicately, just hold it with two fingers and do it in such a fashion. The mashmesh bevalza bepiyat tapas dina ketzirol shulei uvena ela nishtei esboi. If he has to insert something into his anus, then he should not hold it in a regular fashion. He should hold it with the ends of two fingers, make a shinuv. Also, lots of the bows are filled with kula beruf. Now that I go into the surrounding, which is, they used to have, it's not like a suppository, it's like a piece of wood they would put in that area. Upon him, you can't carry it out because it's not considered part of the body. That's considered something that your body is carrying.